encouraged today by Yuan Zabara.
I was reading actually this morning in Psalm 51. And it's a psalm of David after he had sinned with Bathsheba. And it's this guy had just murdered, had committed adultery and murdered somebody.
なんだろう、ダビデはこの箇所ではもう非常に悪いことをして、人を殺したり、そして自分の妻じゃない女と寝たり、悪いことをして。
And yet he still was able to get on his knees before God and say, just talk to God as if he were a father and a friend.
なのにそこで彼はひざまずいて、神と自分の悪さ、自分の
And if something that major, then he can help us every day in our weaknesses. Today we don't have a lot of announcements, There is no prayer meeting this week. As you can tell, I'm not Moss.And this is not Barbara. they are away this weekend in Korea, spending some time with Stephen as he goes, and some time in prayer. So if you could just pray for them throughout the week, that God would speak to them, and that they would hear from the Lord, and they would be blessed with their time there.And now we are going to have the children's message.
Good morning. Who remembers, who did we talk about last week? Louder?
Jonah.
And we talked about how Jonah repented and had a new beginning as he got to go to Nineveh. And today we're going to talk for just a few minutes about making good choices and following God. And how that when we make good choices, God will use us and can do great things through us.
神様に私たちが従うときに神様はすごく偉大なことをすごく大きなことを私たちにしてくれます
When God created man and woman, he didn't create robots.
神様が私たち一人一人お作りになったときに私たちのことをロボットみたいには作りませんでした
We actually have a choice whether we're going to follow God or not.
神様に従うか従わないか私たちは自分で選ぶことができます
Today we're going to talk about King David.
今日はダビデ王について話します
Who knows who David is?
ダビデ王を知ってる人
David is actually the man that prayed the prayer that Damon was just talking about.
さっきデイモンさんが言ってたその詩篇の祈りを書いた人はダビデ王です
So what was David famous for?
ダビデ王は 何のことで有名でしょう。
What did he do?
何をした人。
What about when he was a kid? Does anyone remember what David did when he was just a kid?
ダビデがまだちっちゃかった頃、何したか覚えてる？
All right, way in the back. Nicholas, I see that hand or somebody. Asher, one of you guys. What was David known for? He killed a giant.
巨人を倒したことで有名だね。
So when David did that,
それをダビデがした時に、
he trusted in God completely for that ability to kill the giant.
その巨人を倒せるっていうこと、神様にすごく自分、神様のことを信頼していました。
But do you know what happened before that time? David actually had several chances to say, No, I will not go to Goliath.
でもダビデは、そのゴリアテを倒しに行きたくない、嫌だっていう機会がたくさんありました。
Because it started right off simply with when his dad asked him to take the food to his brothers at the war, he could have said no.
ダビデのお父さんがお前のお兄ちゃんにこの食料を届けに行ってくれって言った時にダビデは嫌だっていうこともできました。
And he had several chances to say no again because people when he arrived at the battle looked at him and said you are just a child.
それに他にもダビデは嫌だっていうことができる機会がありました。彼がその場所に行った時に周りの人たちは君まだただの子供じゃないかって言った時など。
And we don't know David's actual age, but he was probably a teenager.
正確にはダビデのその時の年齢はわからないですけれども、でも子供。
And we don't know how big he was, but I like to think that David is probably someone kind of small like me, where people would not look at him and say he can kill a giant.
そんで多分身長とかも正確にはわからないんですけれどもそんなに大きくはなかったと思うんですよね。だからちっちゃくってもう 見るからにそんなに巨人を倒せるような体型ではなかったと思います。
So who knows when David got to Goliath, what did he say to him? How did he say he was going to kill him? Or what was going to give him that power?
ダビデがゴリアテと向かい合った時にダビデはゴリアテのことをどんな風に殺すって言ったか。
He threw a rock on him, but he actually stated something that's very, very, very good to what Nahik, sorry. Ooh, I have the Lord in my heart.
私の中には主がいらっしゃるというふうに言いました。
And so this is the verse, the one verse we're going to read that David actually says. It's verse 45, chapter 17, right? Verse 17, verse 45. He says,And this is David speaking to Goliath. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
第1サムエル記の17章45節、ダビデがゴリアテと対面した時に言ったことです。ダビデはペリシテ人に言った。お前は剣と槍と投げ槍を持って私に向かってくるが、私はお前が殴ったイスラエルの先人の神、万軍の主の皆によってお前に立ち向かうのだ。
So real quick, Naoki, can you just stand up please for me for one second? And,
sorry.
Hey, so we don't have a Goliath and we don't have a David, but can you imagine someone very size saying, I am going to defeat you?
ダビデに見立てていまして、このダビデがお前のことを倒すぞと言いました。
Dangerous question. Do you think you can take him down? No. You can't do that.
ちょっとは思わないけれども。
Alright, you can sit down. But when David looked at the size of Goliath, the size did not matter to him.
でもダビデがゴリアテのことを見たときにはそのすごい大きさっていうのは問題になりませんでした。
Because he knew he was going against Goliath with the power of God, not with the power of his hand or his sling.
なぜならダビデは自分がその自分だけの力でゴリアテと対面するわけではなくて神様の力によって戦うっていうことが分かっていたからです。
And so we see as a young man, he made a choice.To follow God and follow God's direction, and God blessed him.
そしてダビデは幼い少年ながらに神様のことに従う、神様に従うという選択をしました。そしてその選択によって神様はダビデのことをたくさん祝福してくれたんです。
And later on in Acts, it is recorded that David was a man after God's own heart. And so I want you to think about, even though you guys are children and people look on you as, oh, you're just a kid, what can God do through you? It might not be some physical act such as Zuri taking Naoki-san down. But I don't want you to limit yourself because you are just a child. God can use you, and better yet, He wants to use you here in Japan. He doesn't care that you're just a child. He cares that you're a child who chooses to follow Him.
みんなが子供だっていうことは神様には関係じゃありか問題じゃありません。みんなが子供でも神様のことを神様に従う子供であるっていうことが大切なんです。
And when we choose to follow him, he can do great things through us, no matter how big or how little.
でみんなが神様に従うっていう選択をするとき、みんながどんなに小さくても子供でもでも偉大なことができます。
And so that was my prayer this week, is that as we talk about this, that you would choose today to truly follow God.
そして私の祈りは、みんながその選択ができること、神様に本当に従うっていうこと、その選択をみんなが行えることが私の今日の祈りです。
So we're just going to pray, and we'll pray that God will help us to choose to follow Him.
じゃあお祈りをして、神様がみんなが神様に従えるように、助けてくれるように祈りたいと思います。
Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful day today.
今日のまた素晴らしい日をありがとうございます、神様。
Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that you can give us strength.
あなたの聖霊様の働きに感謝いたします。
Thank you that when we choose to follow you, you can bless us and you will use us.
私たちが神様に従うという選択をするとき、あなたは私たちのことを大いに祝福してくれます。そして私たちのことを用いてくれます。
So Lord, I ask that you help these children to choose to follow you.
どうかここにいる子どもたち一人一人、神様に従うという選択ができるように助けてください。
And that we will get to hear some really neat stories of how you have used them to touch the hearts of those around them.
そして彼らの周りにいる人たちの心にどのように働くことができたか、その話をまた聞かせてください。
So Lord, we look forward to this year ahead and ask that you would use these kids to serve others here in Japan and to just lead others to follow you.
そして神様、どうぞこれから先の一年、子どもたちが周りの人のために何かできるように、また周りの人たちも神様に従うことができるように、その選択ができるように子どもたちを用いてください。
We love you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
愛しています。イエス様の名前によってお祈りします。
アーメン。Kids, as you go back.
Okay, a couple things just to take care of at the beginning before we start. If anybody has a white kind of van and they parked over there, the lights are flashing. I don't know if that's anybody, but if there's a white van over there. Second of all, kids, there's no feed upstairs, so there's no feed if you want to watch service.
その車止めた人、ライトがついてるので。 てください。で、もう一つは、上、子供たちと一緒に上に行きたいという方がいると思うんですけど、いつものように映像を流せていないので。
Please do not feel pressure. Kids do not bug me at all when I'm speaking.In fact, if you want to have an appreciation for kids, just go to a church where there's no kids. You'll start to realize that there's a life that's lost when there's no children. Third thing, I'm a PE teacher.And you guys have been sitting way too long. Taiso. So everybody stand up. Stretch the hands high in the air.
Let's get our tights.
Lean to the left.
He's like left to me.
Spin around a couple times. Give someone next to you a high five. And then tell the person to the right, it's not time to sleep.
Not time to sleep.
Tell the person to the left, it's not time to sleep. You may be seated. In fact, I am not watching to see whether you fall asleep or not. Don't tell anyone, but I've fallen asleep in church before too. In fact, when I'm speaking at CAJ, what I usually tell them is that if you fall asleep, it's okay, as long as you catch at least 5 minutes that you can take something home and study. Most of you guys are a little older, so I expect about 15 minutes. But what I will challenge you is take out your notebook, take out your iPhone, take out whatever you do and write notes. In teaching, we don't usually teach always to lecture for 45 minutes to an hour. But in church, we do it more often, and that's not a bad thing. But to be honest, you're only going to remember a small percentage of what I actually say today. What should happen is you should take the notes, that the notes and the scriptures, and over the course of this week, you should study and think about it and meditate on it. In fact, there's someone who's really lucky in this room. Because they get homework from me twice. In school and at church. she wants to sugar. So today there's going to be some homework for you guys to do throughout the week. One of the this message kind of was birthed out of one of those simple situations that are somewhat profound in your life. I've titled it Overcoming the Spirit of Fear. And so with this message, what happened a couple years ago is my son Asher, when we came 6 years ago, started off at CAJ. And over the course of the year, we realized that most of the kids in his class were getting extra support in their English. It was only half day. In the afternoon, they were getting extra English support. But he was not getting any Japanese support. Most of the kids could speak English and either Korean or Japanese. But he couldn't speak anything. Except, I mean, he could speak English only. So we made the decision to put him in Japanese school. Looking back on it, I don't know if we, like, for our, in terms of us, I don't know if we would have done it looking back on it. But we really felt the Lord leading us to put him in Japanese school. And I can't tell you how many people told us you shouldn't do that. What's going to happen to him spiritually? What happens if there's ijime? What happens if something bad happens? Why would you not send him to CAJ? And in that moment, I began to realize, as I listened to people, there was something behind the questions. What showed up in my heart is I realized that people oftentimes make decisions out of fear and not out of faith. Whether someone sends their kid to Japanese school or CAJ or homeschooling is not the issue. The point is, are your decisions driven by fear? Is the sole reason why I put them in a certain school because I'm afraid that something else is going to happen? There are tons of things that happen when we make decisions out of fear. Or don't happen when we miss out on things. And so I want to start this with a verse, Isaiah 41, verse 10. And the version that I'm going to read is different than the version there, just to give you two different pictures. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:10.
恐れるな、私がついている。取り乱すな、私はお前の神だ。私はお前を力づけ、お前を助け、勝利の右の手でしっかり支える。
I believe that any message that talks about fear has to begin with the person of God.
どんなメッセージも恐れについて話すメッセージは神様という人について話す。
Without understanding God, you can't overcome fear. So I'm going to give you the definition of fear that I'm talking about throughout this time. Okay, definition of fear. Now I'm going to read the hard version, but I'm not going to translate the first one. Emotional foreboding or dread of impending distress or misfortune, often spoken of as the source of religion. Okay, forget that one. Okay, so what better suits us and what is better understanding for us is the terrible feeling you feel when you sense that things are not going to work out. There's actually two types of fear, and this is actually kind of the bad type of fear that we're going to talk about. We have to start off, well, what is the good fear that we're supposed to have?
The fear of the Lord.
Now, some people think, well, isn't that bad that we're supposed to fear God? If you've been in my house at any point in time for any length of time, you'll realize that there is an element of fear that my children have of me at times. And I think that would be in most houses. There's a line that my children will not cross, or they will cross me. That does not mean I'm yelling at them every 5 minutes. But if they go into the fridge and they take my ice cream, there is a fear that something might happen to them. No. In terms of certain behaviors, there's a fear that the way that they behave that because they know the consequences that will arise if they do something wrong. There's a fear that keeps them focused on what they're supposed to do. There's a healthy fear that keeps them from crossing the road or touching the burner when they're not supposed to. There's times where that strong voice comes out of my body, "Don't cross the road!" There's a response that occurs. That fear is necessary in our relationship with God. We cannot overcome anything unless we have that fear of God. In fact, Proverbs 1:7 says, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." We have to fear God because that drives us to become who we are and everything that we're going to become. There's also a fear that non-Christians should have of God that's a little different than Christians. There's a fear that we're going to be coming under judgment, that God is going to look at you and analyze your entire life. There's a fear that one day you're going to meet God. Both Christian and non-Christian. Hebrews 10:27 says there's a terrible fear and expectation of judgment. But as Christians, we can stand under the grace of God, and we don't have to fear that. So I'm going to go through the next little while and go through what unhealthy fear is. And I really believe that if you grab hold of one of these fears and begin to kind of analyze in your own life, you're going to find something that begins to kind of pull on you or keeps you from becoming everything you're supposed to be. Fear comes from the word phobia or terror. People fear of, they have a fear of lack. They have a fear that they're not going to ever have enough. A fear that I'm not going to have enough money when I retire. What am I going to do if I move to another country and I'm not going to have any money? What am I going to do if I change jobs? I'm not going to have enough money. How are my kids going to eat? It binds us, it allows it, it keeps us from making decisions of in terms of what we want to do in our life. Psalm 37:25, it talks about David, and he says, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, I've never seen them forgotten, I've never seen them begging for bread. And so there's obviously with God that the person of God protects and keeps us and never allows us to be at the point of having nothing.
私たちを守ってくださって何も足りてないっていう状態がない、いつも与えてくださるそうした神様です。
Fear of failure.
失敗の恐れっていうものがあります。
I see this so often, especially with my students. I've been at CAJ now for sort of 6 years, but I took 2 years off. So let's say 6 years. I've been in Japan 6 years, teaching at CAJ for 4. And I spend time with the seniors, and all of them, for the whole year, they're stressed about applications, they're stressed about getting into top universities.And almost every kid who's put any amount of effort in has got into the university that they wanted. But they spend 4 years stressing about failing at one test or one getting one decimal place less than needed. They think of this.The fear of failure grips people. It causes people to do poor in tests. It causes people to take the easy way.The fear of death. Oh, I have a little rash. I must have cancer. I have a cough. I'm dying. Something's going to happen. What's going to happen if I die? I'm always encouraged by this because when I think of this fear of death, I think of Bola Taylor.I wasn't with her every, like, the last 6 months of her life. But I promise you, she probably had many moments of that fearful stress of death and the things that she's missing out on. And yet something came out of her that showed a courage that I can't even describe. She's one of those people, she didn't die, she walked into new life. She had a courage to approach and face death and brought her family with her. Providing a family such hope that they're able to go to the Warriors game, which I'm really jealous but and create new memories. Fear of disappointment and not being able to accomplish something. Another one. So often we're bound by not thinking we're not able, we're not good enough.I'm going to talk a little bit about this in a little bit. How often are we had parents or family members that have spoken such negative things into our lives that we're afraid that we're going to disappoint everybody? Like how many people that have been disappointed in us?
And
finally, the fear of men or women, doesn't matter. This is the one that I believe that is actually probably the strongest in all facets of most people's lives. This crosses culture. It's not Japanese, it's not American, Canadian, European, it's not any of those. This crosses every single culture. It's a fear that man is going, or women is going to look down upon us. We're driven by a decision to impress other people. in my life, this is one of those things I think that I've grown up with, my having a great father who's kind of incorporated to avoid. I've seen my dad live this out as an example. And for those of you who know me, you know that I don't really have a tough time saying no. What I mean by that is that there's a level of choosing my priorities and realizing that man is not going to make my decision for me. This is a very difficult thing, particularly in Japan. Because everything commands that we do what everyone else wants us to think or believe or do. So I'm not going to tell you how to approach that. I'm not going to tell you how you need to make your decisions in every single club, society, or group you're a part of. But to start to consider that the fear of man can't be the driving factor. So I'm going to have two things I'm going to talk about. I'm going to give you biblical examples of fear that I want you to write down, because you're going to have to use these later for your homework. Then I'm going to say hindrances to why we have trouble overcoming fear. Then I'm going to say what we need to do to overcome that fear. So first things first, we're going to talk about Moses. We do not have time to read that entire section. But I will summarize it. So Moses approaches a burning bush. The burning bush starts to talk to him. And while the burning bush talks to him, God through the burning bush tells him that he's going to go and deliver his people from the Egyptians.